The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gil. How about you?
I'm doing fine. So let's take a look up the flue. Can you do some routine inspection there yourself?
You actually can. So the first thing you could do is go outside and just sort of look over your chimney. For instance, is the chimney cap in place? Because that's the metal cap that keeps animals, rain, and snow out of the chimney.
Yes, and for people who don't understand the importance of that, I had a nest of flying squirrels in my chimney in one house I owned, so that's a real thing.
Oh, my God.
It also prevents hot embers from landing on your roofing.
Right, and by the way, it's safest, obviously, for you as a homeowner to examine your chimney from the ground using binoculars.
And what specifically am I looking for doing that?
Again, that there's no bird's nest or flying squirrels or debris buildup on the cap. You also want to make sure there's no tree limbs above or near the chimney, because when there's wind and storms, especially in the winter, those could damage things by brushing up against the chimney. The mortar and bricks on the chimney, if you have a mortar and brick chimney, shouldn't be crumbling or missing. And the chimney should be at least 2 feet above where it exits the roof. That's a typical code requirement. You should be able to see the flue liner above the chimney crown. Of course, you want to make sure the chimney isn't leaning to one side or the other, and that the roof flashing, which protects against water leaks, is flush or tight against the chimney.
Okay, what are you looking for inside?
Like you said earlier, look at the flue, because you could grab a flashlight and check out your flue damper, which is what opens and closes the flue. And
right.
You just want to make sure it opens, closes, and seals. While it's open, shine your flashlight up in there, and again, look for anything that's combustible, like maybe a nest that's fallen in there, any foreign objects. And then you should be able to see the daylight at the top, because then it's clear. Also inspect around the fireplace in terms of the surround, the hearth, the firebox, just to make sure there's no cracked bricks or missing mortar. And you also should see inside the firebox if there's any moisture, because that could mean that the cap is faulty.
Okay, what are the differences when you're inspecting a gas-burning fireplace? Because more and more homes have those now.
So in that case, you typically have glass doors surrounding it, so you want to look for cracks or latch issues there. And you can turn the gas off at the shutoff valve and then test the igniter to make sure that's igniting properly. Mm-hmm. And when you ignite the fire, look for the burner holes and see if any of them are clogged and therefore not firing. And if you see that, you know, turn off the gas, practice safety first, and you can clear any obstructions with a pin or needle, or leave that to the pro.
If we have an inspection done, what should we expect from that?
It's good to have an annual one. And typically they come in three levels of service depending on your needs. So level one, two, and three. And a level one chimney inspection is a pretty basic one. It's a visual check of the fireplace and the chimney. The guy doesn't necessarily go up on the roof, but he also sweeps your chimney. So he'll come with a flashlight. He'll look for damage, obstruction, creosote buildup, and soot. If the chimney requires sweeping, he'll bring his brushes and his extension poles and vacuum and do it right there and then. And roughly costs for this, of course, depending on your area, $79 to about $200.
Okay, and that's level one. So level two involves a trip to the roof, I'm guessing.
Yes. This is a really good idea to do if you've just bought the house and basically you just want to see what the situation is there in detail, which the home inspector may not have done in this level of detail. So he can get a thorough look at the system. It's also a good idea if your home's been through a severe storm or maybe you've made some changes to your fireplace. The service provider is going to perform the usual inspection, but he'll also go to the roof in the attic and look for problems, and he might even use some video scanning equipment. And then, if necessary, sweep the chimney and let you know if there's anything to follow up with in terms of repairs. And that level inspection could be roughly $100 to $500.
Okay. Now, level three is something that you really hope you never need, right?
Right. So this is if you know that there's been significant damage, and so you might need to demolish the chimney or rebuild walls of your chimney. This could be an example of what happens after a chimney fire. The cost is going to be much higher, like $1,000 to $5,000, depending on the size and location of the chimney.
Great tips, Christina. By the way, you can visit houselogic.com/radio for even more information on chimneys and fireplaces, and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.